I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. With the ceasefire in Gaza holding, Israel launched a military operation in the occupied West Bank today. Palestinian officials say at least 9 people killed, 40 injured. This evening, Israel's Emergency Rescue Service says 4 people were stabbed in Tel Aviv. Police say security forces killed the attacker. Meantime, Karen Chamas on the return of Gaza's displaced.
Palestinians in Gaza are confronting an apocalyptic landscape as the ceasefire in Gaza takes hold. Mounds of rubble stretch as far as the eye can see in the tiny coastal enclave, where built-up refugee camps are interspersed between cities. Weary, grief-stricken Palestinians trekked through the wreckage, some on foot and others hauling their belongings on donkey carts. The return of the families comes amid looming uncertainty about whether the ceasefire will hold, who will govern the enclave, and how it will be rebuilt. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.